Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. This is your host, Stacey Emery, joined by my phenomenal and lovely co-host and partner in success, Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. And I'd like to say welcome to Mind Shift Talk Radio. We're always excited to be here. For those of you that are new to the show, welcome. Mind Shift Talk Radio is a show for you. It's for people like us that are interested in growing in every area of our lives, whether we're looking to grow professionally, spiritually, personally, physically, whatever it may be, even in your personal relationships. This is a show where you need to be connected every week, every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We talk about how to create that paradigm shift, that mind shift that helps you to experience new levels of success and greater heights of success. So congratulations for being here and welcome to the show. For those of you that are listening online at mindshifttalkradio.com, we encourage you to drop us a line. Go ahead and hit the contact us link. You can send us a message. Also, if you are not our friend yet on Facebook, we encourage you to do that. Go to facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio and go ahead and become a friend of ours. You can stay connected with us, find out about upcoming shows, information on guests, whatever it may be. And finally, another way to connect with us is right there through your browser. If you're listening online at Blog Talk Radio, you can connect with us on Blog Talk. Hit the follow link for the show description, and you'll get the alerts every week. So there's no reason for you to miss a show. You can stay connected and start your week off in a positive way with the healthy mind-shifting conversation. So with all that being said, we're going to go ahead and just get the ball rolling. So I'm going to go ahead and allow my partner to come on and say hello and greet you guys. So Sister Big Bones, happy Mind Shift Monday.
Hello and greetings, guys. Happy Mind Shift Monday to you as well, Stacey.
Okay, you came on sounding so serious, like we were about to do some type of commentary about some type of bad illness or disease or something. Like, can we sound a little chipper?
No, because you always point me out and paint me up to be like the buffoon or something. So I was working on my serious.
I never do that. I just let people know that you're the more humorous of us.
You call me silly and stuff, so.
But I appreciate all of that about you. You're the yin to my yang. You're the yin to my yang. we're like Laverne and Shirley.
Shamil, right? Shamazel, something incorporated.
See, I just tell people how you really are.
See,
it's a good thing. It makes you special and unique. But happy Mind Shift to you.
Yep, the same to you, ma'am. It is Monday, baby. Your favorite day of the week.
My favorite day of the week. You know, new beginnings. It's a new week. We're in a new month. I mean, this is an exciting night, an exciting day, an exciting period and phase in my life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just excited about all the new things going on.
Amen. Yeah.
So, see, going to go ahead and go let our guests know, or not our guests, our listeners know, a little bit more about our guest that's joining us tonight. Now, guys, the chat room will be opening for you shortly, and I definitely encourage you to go to the chat room if possible. I know it's still football season. Many people are tied to the TV on Monday nights, and they don't get an opportunity to listen to the live show. But for those of you that are here, we go ahead and open up the chat room. So if you have any questions or comments for our guest tonight, you'll definitely want to get there. If for some reason you're unable to get to the chat room, you will definitely be able to get her contact information on mindshifttalkradio.com. I don't know that she's going to give you all this one-on-one stuff that you get for free tonight, but if you go ahead and drop a line and say, I heard you on Mindshift, she may hook you up with something. So just putting that out there. But if you have any questions for the guest tonight.
Her page.
So if you have any questions for the guest tonight, our special guest joining us tonight, go ahead and give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. So we're going to get the party started because we normally tend to run out of time when we have this lovely lady on the show with us. We don't really consider her a guest anymore. You know, it's like after someone goes to your house for the first time, sis, and you're like, you're not a guest anymore. You can go in there and get your own stuff out the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. You can go make
your
own stuff.
You're not a guest once you come in the door.
Right. You know, and she's been here one too many times to be considered a guest, but, you know, it's the right thing to say. So, this is interesting. I don't know if you guys are seeing what I'm seeing. I'm looking at our page on Blog Talk, and it says we have 24
hours left in this show. Yeah.
It's a small business marathon. I hope you're ready. How do I do that? 24 hours. Okay, we're going to get that together. We're not going to be talking for 24 or 25 hours tonight, so no. But anywho. So tonight's special guest, I'm sure we can do it. Between the three of us, we can sit here and chat it up for about 24, 25 hours. I'm pretty sure. You know what we should do? Maybe like for our anniversary show or something, we can do like, I saw that on iCarly. I don't know if you guys watch iCarly, but, you know, I have a kid. So on iCarly, they did the iCarly marathon, and they had to host continuous internet shows for 24 hours or something like that straight. You think we could pull it off?
Yes. Well, it's a replay. We just replay shows.
Just keep hitting the play again button.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Okay.
We're going to get ready. I know, because we need to talk about making money. You know, that's what excites me. When we talk about making money, I always get excited, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So that's why I'm so excited. But tonight's special guest. Yes, coming back to the show, none other than our small business expert and consultant, the business plan lady herself, Sherry Darby. Oh, I've got to get a call for her. Yes.
Hello.
To be joining us. There
hi,
she is. She's already excited to get on. Hey, Sherry. Now, for those of you that are new to the show, maybe just checking us out for the first time, or maybe this is your first time listening to one of our small business segments, you're in for a great treat because, like I said, Sherry Darden has been here before. She's blessed us with just so much knowledge, a wealth of wisdom and information, and she's an expert in her field. She's experienced. She's highly qualified. She is the professional that professionals go to take their businesses to the next level. She has over 15 years of experience, and she knows how to get the job done. So whether we're talking about starting up your business, about your business finances, even the not-so-fun stuff sometimes, like your business taxes, whatever it may be, when it comes to business, Sherry Darden is your go-to lady. So without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and introduce you guys to Miss Sherry Darden. So welcome back, Sherry.
Thank you. So since this is not my first time, so you're not going to offer me a glass of water or something?
Mm-mm, you can go get that yourself.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm happy to be back. I truly am. It's December, and I tell you what I'd like to do. We talked about shifting everybody's minds. Is I want a paradigm shift in our mindset that we have to do New Year's resolutions. I don't believe in those anymore because why put off January 1, which you can do today? So I want us to shift our minds from waiting until January 1, we can start doing in the morning.
I agree. Especially, what better day? It's Monday. See, it's Mind Shift Monday. We can start today.
Absolutely. We've got, 29 days left of the year? A lot can be done in 29 days.
Exactly. But you know what? Like, I think we were talking about this the other day when, you know, you and I were talking, Sherry, that I just feel like it's just new beginning for so many people. And you're right. I don't see it waiting until January. For many people I'm talking to in my circle, you know, friends and family members, it seems like that shift is already taking place right now. So it's the perfect time to get some things into place. Normally we position ourselves later in December to get ready to, you know, get out the gates with a fresh start in January. But I already see it happening now, especially in terms of that mind shift piece and the way that we are viewing things, our perspective, and our attitude going into the new year or closing out this year in a better way. So I'm excited about it.
Well, good. So where shall we start today?
Well, I guess for those that are listening in, I do, for people that are just coming to the small business, you know, this is our third show now. This is the third show you're doing in this series. So for those of you that may have missed Sherry before, she comes on once a month and she blesses us with this small business segment. And you're able to get the questions, your questions answered basically for free at this point. She normally charges clients to do this, to offer consultations, but she's doing it here for free. And so if you've missed the previous two shows, we encourage you to go back online. You can go to mindshifttalkradio.com, and you can listen to archives. And you can also do that at Blog Talk Radio as well. So right now you're able to get that. Now, we don't know how long we're going to keep all the small business segments open and available for free. But for now, you're able to go back and listen to those shows. So if you missed the first one was, you know, basic. It was Small Business 101. We talked about what kind of preneur are you. So that was a show where Sherry went in and basically asked us questions and helped us to do our own self-analysis to make sure that business was the best thing for us. And maybe we wanted to just be a preneur in our workplaces right now. Maybe we weren't interested in going into business for ourselves. Whatever it may be, if you were on the fence, that was a great show to get started with. And then she came back on the second show and did What Kind of Business is For Me. So I think, Sherry, this was the point where we already decided, okay, we do want to go into business. Now we just have to decide what business would that be, right?
Yeah, and here's the feedback that I have been getting, and not necessarily just with doing workshops. It's just everybody's a little apprehensive right now. You know, our economy is not in the best shape that it has been in or could be. And so people are pretty much keeping their pennies pretty close to the cuff. And what I'm getting feedback is, you know, I don't have a lot of money. And I'm a little tired mentally and physically, and I don't have the energy. So you know what, I'm just going to put it off until January. And I had a goal 6 weeks ago that I wanted to have 100 new entrepreneurs by the end of the year. And so the pushback, or not necessarily the pushback, but the concern that I've been getting is, well, you know what, Sherry, you've told me I've got to go and I've got to register this and I've got to do this and I've got to do this. I just don't have the time, money, or effort. Or, I, you know what, I just don't think I can do it. Or, you know, it's kind of like the whole diet thing, waiting till January. And here's the one thing that I'm really excited about today is everybody can start a business tomorrow. And actually, I always like to say give you just a little leeway because you may be busy. Everybody can be an entrepreneur in 3 days. So by Friday, everybody that's listening to me right now can be an entrepreneur. And the way that I want to look at it, and I want us all to look at it and say, yes, you can do it, is to become an infopreneur. You know, we talked about what different kinds of preneurs we've got. Infopreneur is a great way to get into the entrepreneurial world. And an infopreneur is a little different from, I don't want to say a little different, but there's a little different nuance from just what we would look at as a traditional entrepreneur. Most times when we think about entrepreneurship, we're looking that we've either got to go and invent a widget or we've got to go and manufacture something. We've got to put it up on a shelf. We've got to put the open sign up. We've got to get all these permits and stuff, and then you're in business. Well, an infopreneur is just what it says. It's an entrepreneur that sells information. An entrepreneur that sells information, and there's lots of definitions of entrepreneur, and the one that I have up on my website is that an infopreneur is an entrepreneur who specializes in the sale and distribution of information. And it can either be their own or someone else's. I actually came across a website that a friend of mine on Facebook had posted. And this is what I'm going to ask everybody to go out and take a look at. The website is called Cornbread Millionaire. Cornbread Millionaire. And this is how this particular person took an info product. This was a young lady who was homeless, had a child to take care of, and said, Lord, I got to make money. What can I do? And if you look at a lot of your entrepreneurs, your millionaires, if you will, they came up with one concept, one idea, one product. And that's one of the things that I see a lot of entrepreneurs think, that they've got to be an Amazon before they get their business started, that they've got to have lots and lots and endless things to offer. And here's what she did. She took a cornbread recipe and sold a cornbread recipe. And then they said, well, we don't want to do it. We want you to put it together. And so she actually sold, she's selling a package of pre-mixed cornbread. So I want you to think about it that way. And so you may say, well, Sherry, I don't know anything, or I don't know anything that anyone would be interested in. Listen, if you survive today, you know something. You knew how to cross the, you knew how to cross the street. You knew how to balance a budget. Something that you did today, you have experience on. We all have experiences. We all have knowledge that someone else needs. And if you want to look at it, a lot of times people say, well, I think it would be arrogant of me to say that I have something or I have knowledge that somebody else could benefit from. Well, if you want to look at it another way, someone helped you do something, whether it was learn how to drive, learn how to read, learn how to balance a checkbook, all of those things. You have someone to thank for that. Why not keep the gift of giving, giving information and helping someone out in this particular way? So if you are a single mother and you know how to feed a family of four for $10 a day, there are a lot of people that would love to do that. I would love to know that because I tell you, I am coupon queen. I was happy when I went into CVS yesterday and bought, picked up $15 worth of Zyrtec, and by the time I got through with my four coupons, I paid $7 for it. I was happy. You know, my sister laughed at me, and I said, this is how I can afford other things, is to do that. So I just kind of use that as an example. There are other people that would love to learn how to do a job interview the right way. Answer those interview questions the right way. So if you've got somebody who's in HR and they know what they're looking for in an employee, they can sell that information. If you've got a recipe that someone is always coming to you for. So think about when you're thinking about becoming an infopreneur. Here's some things to think about. What do people come to you and ask you for as far as information and advice? You are the go-to person for something. Why not package that in different formats and sell that information? There's information that people would say, I don't care if I have to pay $5, $10, $20, $25. If I can go somewhere and somebody will just tell me how to do it, it will help me. So why not you? So this is kind of the start of where I want everyone to think about how you can start a business in 3 days by thinking about becoming an infopreneur. What is it that you know that you can package, that you can offer the general public to share for a price?
Okay. All right. So I'm tracking, Sherry.
Okay.
What do people come to you and ask you for in terms of information and advice that you can package for a price?
Yes.
What else under being an infopreneur? Anything else?
What you want to think about is, and here's how you can package this. You go, okay, well, Sherry, okay, I already know what someone comes to me for. How do I put it together? It doesn't have to be anything formal. I want you to picture yourself sitting down at a table with a cup of coffee or a Coke or a glass of wine or whatever it is, and somebody is sitting down and asking you for help on that information you can provide. And in that same voice, in that same concept, is how you can create that information product. It can also be sharing an experience. How many books, how many inspirational books, how many inspirational CDs have we listened to that we have taken to help us either overcome a slump? You know, I shared with Stacey a family mishap that happened to me right around the Thanksgiving holiday. I was pretty broken. And what I had to do is I had to listen to words that I could overcome that. I had to listen to some words that said, can you still walk? Can you still breathe? Are you hurting? Is anyone dead? No, then you can move on. And that was the information that I needed, that kind of information I needed. So when you think about becoming an infopreneur, it doesn't necessarily always have to be how-to. It can be sharing an experience, whether it's positive or whether it's negative. It's just something that you can share that someone can benefit from. And so, again, coming in from the mindset of you're sitting down having a conversation with someone across the table from you. doesn't have to be anything super formal.
Okay. So now how does being an infopreneur differ from other types of businesses that we can start?
Becoming an infopreneur will not require you to do a lot of the traditional startup steps that we've talked about before. You don't have to, I'm not saying that you never do it, but you don't have to at this point in time go down to the county courthouse and register a DBA. Really all you need to do is have an email address, we're going to talk about the different ways that you can package your material, have an email address, and have some way to collect money.
So whether it's
email address, you need to have an email address and way to collect money. Absolutely, absolutely. And so when you become an infopreneur, I have done CDs, and I think about that. Well, I was talking to family members back, and we're talking about 8-track tapes and stuff, and like, okay,
watch it.
Yeah, well, what I've been told by other people, not me, but I've been told by other people about tapes and all that good stuff. But just depending on what kind of equipment you have, I think everyone, and I think everyone does have access to a computer. So if you don't have a computer at home, not going to suggest that you do things at your job, because I'm not trying to get you fired, because, you know, that's company property, and maybe find you doing non-company things on that. There can be repercussions. But we all have public libraries. And our public libraries have computers. So there's a way to, if you want to create a book, an info book, or a spreadsheet, or a checklist, or recipes, those kinds of things, you just need to have access to have something that you can type it up and be able to print it off. If you're talking about recording, the telephone number that the listeners called in today, they can sign up for a freeconferencecall.com. There's all kinds of services out there where you can sign up for where you would normally call in for a webinar or for a seminar or some type of conference call. That's free. So just like I'm calling in talking to you right now, I could call into that telephone number and sit and speak on the phone and say, here are the instructions on how to decorate a house for the holidays with everything that you already have in your closet. That doesn't cost anything. And at the time that they finish that recording, all they have to do is save it and download it, and they've got an audio file. There's your info product. Do you see how simple it can be?
I do. And I love you sharing with the part about freeconferencecall.com, because it's something that I use myself in the professional field. And so what I'm taking on your challenge about becoming an entrepreneur, like in the next 3 days, or being a new entrepreneur by the end of the year. So I've already signed up for your challenge in my mind. So I am taking copious notes here. You can do the free conference call, you want an email address and a way to collect money, and you can record yourself via audio or telephonic. And I really like the telephonic piece, because I am never or rarely ever am I Facebook ready. I'm one of those people that I have to take like 10 to 20 pictures just to get the one that I post on Facebook. So I love the piece about being able to record myself audibly. So, yeah, that's great. And for those of you that are tuning in, you're listening to Mindshift Talk Radio with host Stacey Emery, and I am co-host Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren, and we are being joined by just the most gracious business lady ever to walk this earth. Sherry Darden, who is just a small business coach and expert that's sharing wonderful words of wisdom with us tonight. And we're talking about being an infopreneur. All right, so what next for you to share with us, Sherry? We talked about what it is in general. We're talking about, how it differs from other businesses, and seems a lot easier to start. It's kind of beginning with what you already have. What else do you have?
Okay. I guess the next thing to share is I gave you the information on using something like freeconferencecall.com. There are other software that's out there. There's one that's called Audacity, where you can actually, it's software that you can download on your computer, and that's what I use. I use it. Now, you do have to have a little bit of technology knowledge to be able to use it, but it's not anything that you have to go out and get formal training on. The reason why I love Audacity is because Audacity allows you to edit your recordings. So if there's a cough or there's a sneeze or there's an unusually long pause that you have, instead of having to record it all over or have that unusual long pause, you can go in and cut it out. You know, a lot of times we don't realize when we talk, sometimes when we begin to talk, maybe we may smack a little bit or whatever kind of noise that you don't want to have. And excuse me, like I did just right now. If I were to, and I didn't do it on purpose, but it was good. I didn't do that on purpose. But something of that nature. So instead of me having to stop and start all over again, I would just go in and cut out me clearing out my throat on that. What I would suggest, you don't have to do this, is to make it a little pretty. And to make it a little pretty is to, if you can, but if you can't, don't let it stop you, is to find some royalty-free music and kind of have an intro to it. If you know that you're going to have more than one product, more than one audio, then it's good, just like we're listening to. And I always tell you, every time I know that I'm coming on to this show, I hear the music already.
Mm-hmm.
Something, when I hear it, I automatically associate it with Mindshift Talk Radio. So you can find some music. You can either find, you know, a starving artist that will create some music for you, or you can always go onto the internet and get royalty-free music. Be very careful when you look at royalty-free music. Sometimes they want you to pay for it, or sometimes they will say it's free. Just give me credit. Sometimes you'll have a starving artist who says, I just want to get my music out there, if you'll just give me credit for that. So there are a couple of ways that once you have either gone to freeconferencecall.com or Audacity and you created your audio file, now what? Now how do you get it out there? Well, there's a couple of ways you can do that. You can do it electronically, where you would store it onto a web hosting. And once they pay you for it, they would be able to download it electronically, just like we would download iTunes and that kind of thing. You can also, too, if you wanted to actually sell an actual CD, you could do that. Now, there are a couple of ways to do that. If you've got a laptop, and I had my sister buying me a laptop because she's got a friend that will go ahead and customize my laptop and add more memory and add all the software and stuff that I want on there. It's becoming more and more difficult to find a laptop with a CD-ROM in it. Everything is becoming USB ports. So if that's the situation, you may have a little bit of an obstacle of burning the CD. But if you've got a CD burner in your laptop or your desktop, then you can go ahead and burn those CDs. You know, the price of that would only be getting a package of CDs. So we're talking, what, less than a dollar a piece in that manner. There are also, though, if you decide you don't want to do that, there are CD duplication or replication, depending on the website. They'll call them two different things. There are CD duplicating or replication services that are out there that you can get online. One of them is called Kunaki.com, K-U-N-A-K-I, Kunaki.com. And for right about a dollar a piece, they will burn a CD for you. They will actually professionally print a label on it, put it in a CD jacket, and ship it to you for probably somewhere around $1, $1.50 a piece. I mean, so that's not it. I mean, that's something you just can't beat. You just can't beat. So it can be professionally done in a very, very low-cost manner, and you've got that professional finish, and then it's something that you just don't have to do. You know, for me, for $1.50, it's worth it for me not to have to worry about it. You know, it's done in a quality manner, let it look professional, and get it out there and not have to worry about it. So you've got that option there. You know, the other option is, you know, your information can be transcribed. So you could call on freeconferencecall.com or Audacity, and you could speak what you wanted which you decide you wanted in print. Well, you can get your audio file from freeconferencecall.com transcribed. There are transcription services, so they can actually turn that either into an e-book that you could sell electronically, or it could be a book for print that you could either create a booklet or just a full-fledged book. The book that I'm just about to finish is all I've typed very little of it. I got on to my Audacity, and I spoke it out, and I sent the files to a contractor, and I had them transcribe it. If you're waiting for me to sit down and type on a laptop, it's not that short. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen on that. And, you know, and then the third way that you can create an info product is by video. You know, and you don't have to spend thousands of dollars on expensive video equipment. You know, your iPhone, you know, if it's, you could, they have little tripods now that you can set up your iPhone and create that. If you've got a decent webcam, you know, in your computer, you can create videos.
Definitely. And you know what, Sherry? I've been noticing more people posting videos on Facebook, for example. You know, friends that would normally just post a long note or a link to a blog or something like that are starting to go ahead and really get into the whole YouTube channels and stuff like that to promote their messages. And I think it's more effective, obviously. It's one thing to be able to read, you know, all this wisdom and these nuggets that someone is sharing, but when you're able to see that face behind the writing and, you know, you're able to just, it's more personal at that point. So I think that's awesome as well. But, you know, when you talk about doing videos and the CDs and stuff like that, I would like you just to kind of give some people some tips in terms of shooting the videos, because we know it's very easy to do it, like you said, now from your iPhone or Android, whatever phone you may have. It's so easy to upload a video, but, you know, we want to keep in mind we're doing this for professional purposes. So what's some, maybe a few tips that you would share for someone that's looking to, you know, record a video that they want to send out?
Well, we do want it to be professional, but here's what I am finding more than anything else. People appreciate realism. So you don't have to spend money going to a studio, you know, getting a green screen and setting up lights and cameras and that kind of thing. That's great. I've got some video products that I actually went into a studio and did the whole script and take one, take two, take three, take four. That was great. But what I got some feedback from was that this is great, but I want to see the real you. So what I love are videos that are shot maybe in your home office. You have people that will go out in a park and, you know, they're behind a bench and, of course, you see people, you know, walking back and forth. The most important thing is content.
Okay.
Because, again, I want people to be an infopreneur, and it's a place to start. It's not to say that you always have to be sitting at your kitchen table with your iPhone and that kind of thing. The most important thing right now is to really good get good content. I remember a young lady that introduced this whole infopreneur thing to me, said to me, she kept asking me, Sherry, is this done? Is this done? Is this done? I'm like, no. Because I need to edit this. She says, listen, she said, I'm going to show you my products. And some of her stuff was pretty bad. I will be honest with you. I'm like, well, I can't believe somebody paid $197. I mean, it was typos in there. It really wasn't any kind of format. She had a manual. But she said, people were telling her, it doesn't have to be pretty. I just need to get the correct content. I just need you to tell me how to. And so, again, I'm just trying to get people just to get started. I'm not saying this is how you have to. The one thing I would suggest is if you're looking at doing videos, angle is important. Angle is important. You don't want a nasal shot. You know, we don't need to see up the nostrils. You know, it's well, people, you know, take a hold and they want to look down. It's not pretty. It's not really pretty. It's a little distracting, and it kind of, you know, distorts your attractiveness, if you will. So even if you've just got a friend, you've got a child that will just say, I just need you to hold it steady for me. And practice, because I tell you, the very first time that you see the camera goes on or that recording, you're going to mess up, because now you're kind of a little nervous that everything you say is really going to be listened to. So practice on that. If you're going to do videos, I would say don't make it more than 30, 45 minutes at most, or 10 minutes. So unless it's an action movie, you know, people get a little overwhelmed, and especially if you're giving them information, they need to have it in digestible bites. So if
right.
you're going to have a video longer than that, then maybe break them up into parts where you allow them to pause and say, okay, once you're done with this, then come back with that. You know, don't assume that they're going to hit the pause button. So, you know, small digestible bites when you're first starting out is really good, because you don't want to give everything away. You want to give them what they need, but give them enough so they can say, wow, I'm sure there's more. Let me come back to this same place and get more, if you will, if that makes sense. So, you know, if you
yeah.
don't have, again, you don't have to start off with War and Peace. It doesn't have to be, you know, 200 pages. The video doesn't have to be, you know, 2 hours in length and all that good stuff. Just something very small and simple, and get to the point. They don't necessarily need to hear about life unless it's a story. If you're telling them about a how-to, get to the how-to instead of, well, I remember back when. So they're not interested in that. It's like, you know, like fast forward, let's get to the meat and potatoes already. So, you know, as far as a video is concerned, you know, make sure your hair is combed, you brush your teeth, all that good stuff. I will say it's easier said than done, but make a conscious effort of smiling. A lot of times we're nervous when we do videos, so we're focused on the content, and usually when we're a little nervous about things, we tend to maybe have a scowl on our face or maybe not smile at all. So you want someone to be invited to take in what you say and to want to come back and get more information from you. So just make sure you smile, make sure you talk at a pace that one can comprehend. Because sometimes we get nervous and we talk too fast and we do blah, 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 and people to begin to tune out and they won't come back. And so that's not what we're wanting to do. We're wanting to create ourselves as an expert so that they will come back and want to get more information from us.
Definitely. And I would say also make sure it's, I guess, audible is the best word. I remember when I first started with Facebook a few years ago, and I was I think that was before I was doing MindShift. I was doing the personal development phone calls, the conference calls. And one night I had an idea. I just had this revelation, I guess. And I said, you know what, I want to share this on Facebook. Now, you know, I obviously was looking a mess. It was in the middle of the night. So I didn't want to record a video. But I wanted to have some sound to it. And I know there's some other things out there now, and I'm not really the most tech-savvy person, but I know there's some things out there where you can record your voice. Because I know Dr. Io would record her voice and upload it to Facebook. But I wasn't savvy for that. So I found this application. I'm sure you guys are familiar with it. You guys ever seen like the Talking Tom cat on your? I know Androids have it. I don't know about you iPhone users with your fancy schmancy phone. But they have this Talking Tom, and it's this little app that you can have on your phone, and he repeats everything you say. So you can say, you know, the sky is blue, and he says, the sky is blue. And, you know, everything you say, he repeats it. And they have, like, a giraffe now, and they have a puppy. It's hilarious. So I was just fascinated with this little Talking Tom cat, and I decided to drop my knowledge in this application. And then I went ahead and, like, a goofball, and I uploaded it to Facebook, and it was a great message. But no one can really get the message because it was all, and you hear the little cat just talking and stuff. So I would just say make sure that you don't do that.
Yes.
Don't do that. I had the best intentions, though, but that really didn't work so well. Yeah. So just leave some thoughts.
You could do something like that if it were about humor, you know, but if you're trying to, you know, again, show somebody how to survive a divorce without losing your shirt or without losing your mind, that probably isn't the best delivery.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a time and place for everything. I mean, I could see how it could be something cute, you know, maybe as a demonstration of, you know, what's a distraction or something. But, yeah. Yeah. Not Talking Tom. No.
But you're right, people, you know, but I guess the only plus from that was, you know, it did show people another side of me, a little goofier side of me, because
right.
sometimes, like you said, we can get so serious with our delivery of our content, and people want to see that more human side of you. So, so I guess that's the only plus that came from that. And it was one of those, you know, one of those experiences, you live and you learn kind of experiences, because we
Absolutely.
Already know, going into business or anything else, you're going to make some mistakes, and so... We try to learn from other people's mistakes, though, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and that's one of the other objections that I get when I talk to people about, you know, creating an info product is, you know, fear of rejection or fear of failure, that kind of thing. And, you know, the fear of rejection is, you know, well, somebody may shoot down my idea or they may not like it. Well, you know, you never know until you try.
Right.
And then, two, if you find that it didn't work, you know, find out why. And make a tweak on it. You know, it was interesting to me when I spent Thanksgiving at Disney, you know, reading about his life and listening to him, that the thousands of no's that he got and told him that he was crazy to try and create, you know, a world like he did. And it's just, you know, you have to, if you believe in your product and someone is telling you it's a bad idea, then you want to be able you should require them to tell you why. And if they come up with, well, I don't know why, it just won't, then that's what you should just kind of put in file 13, you know, which is a trash can, you know. And then we have a fear, you know, fear of failure, you know. But, you know, the fear of or the regret of what if, we've all seen something, we've all read something, we've all heard something that we have a response of, you know what, I already know that, and I actually even know more than that, or I could do a better job at that. We've all seen something, or we've all had that response on something. Yeah, I read that book, but, you know, it was really basic, and they missed out. Okay, then that should be a kind of a bing-bing moment. Okay, then why don't you make something?
Right.
Go ahead and make it better. Or, you know, if you've got something that you saw and said, okay, that was great, but I'm still missing parts of this, then you be that missing part. You know, you be that missing part. You know, there was a sign, this was several years ago, where it was two competitors battling back and forth, and it was a hair cutting place. It wasn't a super cut, but it was something of that line. And they were like, well, how do we differentiate ourselves? How do we get people to come into our place? Well, competitor number one says, we do $5 haircuts, which were really bad. And company B, their way of advertising is, we fix those $5 haircuts. You know, they figured out that those $5 haircuts were really bad, and they were missing something, which was, and then that's what they went out and they provided. So I think everybody's heard Tim Ferriss, The 4-Hour Work Week. There's been lots of books that have been rebuttals on it, or books that have said, okay, but he missed this one key part, so let me add on to that. So, you know, your opinion counts. Your opinion counts. Like I said, you have experienced something, whether it's spreadsheets. You know, you're a spreadsheet guru. You know how to put a spreadsheet together better than anybody. Maybe it's a tutorial on click on this, then click on this, then click on this. I have clients that's what they pay me to do. You know, I got the spreadsheet. I've messed it up. I need you to fix it, okay? All you have to do is just to add somebody. I don't know how to do that. So then I walk them through that. I actually have screen capturing software where I actually do tutorials for different types of software. You don't necessarily have to do that. But, again, if you wanted to show somebody how to create a PowerPoint presentation, then you would, again, like you're sitting across the table from me. You're going to click on this button. Then you're going to click on File. You'll click on New. You'll click on Open. You'll do that. People will pay you for that because they're sitting at their desk spending 15, 20, 2 hours, 3 hours, 3 days trying to do something that you could show them how to do in 15 minutes. It's worth it for them to pay you for that info product. So there is something that you know that you can help somebody with.
Time is money, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And, you know, it made me think of a video I actually saw, again, back to YouTube. A few months ago, I was helping my son with long division. And, you know, most of us know when you're helping a child with math or any subject, really, if it's just not your forte, it's, you might as well just pull your hair out trying to explain it. And math was never, you know, my favorite subject. And I'm trying to explain long division, and I just was having a hard time with this. And I went ahead and looked up on YouTube and found a little boy. He was probably no more than maybe 12, 13 years old, and he was in front of a board, a dry erase board with his little green marker, and he was showing how to do long division, and my son picked up on it just from watching that YouTube video. I'm sitting here, like I said, just having to drink wine to calm my nerves to explain how to do this long division, and it wasn't effective, but then he looked at this little boy on YouTube doing it, and it's like, oh, okay, I get it, and he got it. So you're right, there's always something. Even a 12-year-old boy can get on YouTube and explain how to do long division, and that there's a need for that, obviously. You know, he met the need. You know, there's a demand for it, and he supplied that demand. So you're right. It's just about finding what it is that you do naturally, what you're good at, and then going to do that. But I know we're coming up at the end, and I want you to talk about, you know, something that you have for our listeners. But before we do that, with us talking about all these ways to get started with your business, you know, creating your CDs and doing your videos and so forth, how do you go about marketing this information? Once you decide to become an infopreneur, how do you go about marketing yourself and getting your information out to the right people?
There are a couple of ways, or actually there are several ways to do it. But again, what I'd like to do is keep in mind that you can do it and you don't have to break the bank. So with that being said, Facebook. We have Facebook business pages. People are actually, and one of the reasons why Facebook is becoming more and more restrictive as to what you see is because they want to charge you for it. Because what they found is people have removed their own personal websites and have sold and started their business and operating their business on Facebook. So, but you can do a business Facebook page, or you can just sell off of your personal Facebook page. You can say, hey, and put a link to, you know, put a link to a PayPal account. You can put a buy now button on your business PayPal account. I mean, on your business Facebook account. I'm sorry, your business Facebook account. So you can create and sell on your business Facebook, your personal Facebook. You can actually go out and post to interest groups on Facebook. So again, I'm going to go back to, I'm going to use the example of, again, I have the top 10 ways that you can feed your family of four for $10 a day or less guaranteed. So I could put it on my personal Facebook page, but I may only have, let's say out of 1,000 friends, I may only have two or three that may have that need. But if I go out on Facebook and I look for interest groups for moms, single moms, let's say cheapskate websites, those kinds of things, then I can go out and post and say, hey, I've got this product. And either say, you know, either email me or you can create a link from PayPal or some other type of shopping cart software, and you can promote it that way. You just talked about YouTube. YouTube is a great way, again, to create a 30-second video talking about what your product is and how it can benefit, and then you can say, if you'd like to purchase my ebook, if you would like to purchase my program, whatever it is that you're selling, contact me at. So you can either give them an email address, you can give them a website, or you can just tell them or direct them where they can go. Here is something that I have seen, and again, if you look at the Cornbread Millionaire, she's selling her ebook for $5. It's just 30 pages. She's telling you it's just a 30-page, easy read. Her particular info product is, again, more sharing her experience on how she turned that desperation need into an empire and how she can empower other mothers to start their own business. So she's charging $5 for that. Now, if you say, well, $5, is it worth it? Well, I mean, if you have 1,000 people go out and buy your things for $5,000, well, it's just a way to get started. There is a website, and I love it. There's a website called Fiverr.com. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And that's Fiverr.com. And basically everything you sell on that site is $5. All of these places, there is no cost to sign up for YouTube. There's no cost to sign up for Facebook. There's no cost to sign up for eBay. There are websites that are absolutely free. At the time we're talking right now, the young lady who has Cornbread Millionaire is using Vistaprint. She got a free website, because it's Vistaprint down at the very bottom, because she went out and bought some business cards from them for probably about $10. So there are free websites that you don't have to pay anything, and you can just have one page, and there are lots of people that will sell one thing. They have one page. They don't have 10 or 15 pages. It has a page. It talks about the product. Down at the bottom, it's got a picture of the product, whether it's a book or a CD, and there's a Buy Them Now button. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. The more extravagant, the more difficult you make it for someone to make a decision to buy, the less likely they are going to buy. You can overwhelm your customer. You can really overwhelm your, I mean, I've done things. I've gone in places and go, you know what? I am not in the mood for this right now. I don't want to make this kind of decision. I'm out. And so you can make it very, very easy for them. So, again, they can sell on YouTube. Again, click here, go to this website. They can create a one-page or two-page website, free. Or if they pay, let's say, $10 or $15 for a domain name, which is what she did. She paid for her domain name. And they give you a free website. So everything I'm talking about now, the only thing that would possibly cost you is your website, your domain name. So, again, we're talking for under $15, you can get yourself started as an infopreneur. And the reason why I say 3 days is if you say you're going to do it January 1, then it's going to become January 15th, and then it's going to become February 1st. And it's because give yourself 3 days to sit down and say, what can I share with somebody in a way that I'm sitting across the table from them, sharing this information? Do I set up a free conferencecall.com and speak it out and I've got an audio product, or do I create an ebook? Either way, it can be done. Or, again, setting up just a video camera. It can be done. It can actually be done tonight if you really wanted it to.
Mm-hmm. And that was it, if you really wanted it to. It's that whole call to action, right?
Absolutely.
And it's a matter of how much do you really want it. But, time just flies by with us. But, you know, for those of you that are, you know, joining in late, you know, we've been here joined by Sherry Darden, the business plan expert, or the small business expert, business plan lady, and consultant. And we've been talking about getting off the pot, as you see, for the title of tonight's show, getting off the pot, how to go ahead and move and make money now in business for yourself as an infopreneur. And so Sherry has given us all the information we need from A to Z in terms of what we can do to get started now. So really there's no excuse at this point to get started with your business. If you have a dream, if you have a desire, if you have a gift, if you have any bit of knowledge, even how to be the best Kool-Aid maker, there's something that you can do that you can profit off of when it comes to your own knowledge and experience. So this has been phenomenal. Sherry, I know we only have a few minutes left, so just a big bones. I know you've been over there a little quiet. I know you've been taking all your notes and so forth. Before we hand it over to Sherry to wrap up, do you have any questions or comments for her before she closes us out?
When is part two and three?
You have everything in you to get a product started today. And I know there's probably some other little nuances and some other questions and stuff that you have. And we'd certainly be more than happy to come back on and talk about some more things and details. But the bones that I've given you here today, honestly, you can hang up on from the phone with us tonight and log into your freeconferencecall.com and create an info product today, you know, a 30-minute. This is how you do this. This is how you set up a spreadsheet. This is how you set up a website. This is how you set up a blog talk radio show. I don't know how to do this. What you guys do is phenomenal. You know, you got to hit record. You got to some people have commercials and all of that and mixing the music and all that good stuff. And I thought about having a talk show. And I'm like, I don't know how to do this. I'm too busy. I don't feel like starting. That can be an info product.
Collaboration is the key.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's some other things and some other sources and stuff that can go into an info product. If you go to my website, and that's thebusinessplanlady.com, and I've put up a special link just for this particular product, at the top right-hand corner, you'll see Infopreneur. And what I've done is I've put together, just like we're talking about, I put together a 45-minute audio talking about some other things. And then also along with that is a 20-page workbook that goes along with that to help you get started. It'll give you some other websites, some other sources, a lot more than I could go into in our hour here together. What I've done is I normally charge $29 for it, which is still an affordable price. Until the end of this week, I have it on sale for $20.12 because I want us to get our business started by 2012. Before 2012 is over, yay, I do not want us to ring in the new year without having that business started. I'm putting mm-hmm. this discount because I still want to have the goal of having 100 new entrepreneurs that I've helped get started before the clock strikes 2013. So you
that's
can do
awesome.
It.
$20.12. I spend more than that eating lunch some days, unfortunately.
It's not hard. It's not hard.
No, it's like $20 to invest in yourself. You know, you're investing in yourself and also investing in your family. And it's really about stepping out on faith at the end of the day because, like you said, Sherry, many people will listen to this and they're like, you've given all these tips and all of this information on how to get started, but there could still be that little weird feeling, that little tingling feeling in the pit of your stomach, and you're just like, I'm not sure, should I, shouldn't I? And again, I use the example of buying lunch for $20, but really, don't you feel like your dreams and your desires are worth at least $20? I would hope so, you know. So at this point, you look at your current situation, you look at where you are right now, and then you look at the goals and the desires that you have. Is it not worth $20 to invest in yourself to manifest those dreams? Even if you go out on this, you know, you stop listening to this show, you start with the website, or you start with free conference calling, whatever it may be, and then you start doing some recording, you're fumbling all over the place. It's fun. You know, it's fun when you're doing something for you, right? It's enjoyable.
Absolutely.
I make fun of myself all the time. I get on this show and clack on myself, just a big bone clacks on me. I don't pay her any mind. You know, I'm enjoying what I'm doing, you know,
absolutely,
and vice versa. So have fun with it. You know, I think we've gotten to the point, especially in our society, when you talk about, you know, where we are economically right now, and people get so serious and concerned about every decision. And, yeah, sometimes we do need to be that way. But I think we need to get back to the point where we're having fun being ourselves and we're having fun in business, we're having fun in our relationships. We just need to get back to a point where we can let our hair down and just have fun, you
and
know,
grow,
and enjoy
and
the
grow.
Process. And grow,
yeah.
And grow,
absolutely.
Definitely. You know, so I appreciate you coming on, Sherry, and as always, you know, sharing all this information with us. I can't stress it enough for our listeners, for free. You can't beat free. getting all this great information. You know, check Sherry out on our website, MindShiftTalkRadio.com. Also, as she said, go ahead and take advantage of the great promo that she's offering right now, $20.12. Go to thebusinessplanlady.com. Click on the link for Infopreneurs and take a chance on yourself. Invest in yourself. Step out on faith and make it happen in 2012. We don't have to wait until 2013. So, again, thank you, Sherry, for being here. Sis Big
thank
Mama,
you for having
any
me.
Final thoughts? You're welcome. Let's see if Sis has anything for you. Anything else, Mamacita?
I will be stalking Sherry after tonight's call.
You
oh
can
God.
Do it. You can do it. Anyone can do it. I kid you not. It can be done. It can be done.
Definitely.
No, thank you so much, Sherry. You're just
you're
awesome.
Welcome.
I look forward to you every time you're on.
Well, thank you.
I
enjoy being with you guys. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
And it's been a great series. Like you said, going back to the beginning one, you know, doing the self-analysis, making the decision to move forward, and then now getting to this place now at the end of the year where it's really like you've simplified the process as we've moved forward. Most people would expect it to get more challenging, you know, series after series after series. But it seems like you've simplified the process for us. So I know for me that's awesome. I need simplicity in my life. So thank you, Sherry. And we
you're
look
welcome.
Forward to having you back on, you know, next month. And we'll make
absolutely.
It happen again, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, you have a great night.
You too.
And thank you. For those of you listening again, thank you for joining in, listening to MindShiftTalkRadio.com. Again, we encourage you to go back check out the replay of this show. You may not have been able to take notes. Maybe you're driving or something like that. But you can always go back to MindShift Talk Radio, check out the archives, go to MindShift Talk Radio on Facebook, be connected with us, send us an email, mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com. But most importantly, take action. Make the decision to move forward now. And make sure you're here with us every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's the perfect way to get your mind shift and to get your week started with Stacey Emery and Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. You guys be blessed. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Good night. God bless.
Mind Shift Radio.